Okay, so Rabbi Nachbar suggested that I discuss a topic in Hilchos Tshuva or the like, because Yomim Nerayim is coming up, and I think he also wasn't exactly sure what you're up to in Hilchos Nida, so that's why we'll talk about this topic. It's well known, the Mishnah tells us in Yuma, the Averos Shebein Odom Lamokom Yom HaKippur Mechape, Averos Shebein Odom Lachavero, that the halacha is that on Averos Shebein Odom Lechavero, Yom HaKippurim does not atone, you have to be Meratze Eschavero. Dosh Rosamin Azaria, Mikochato Sechem of Nehashem Titoru, the Averos Shebein Odom Lamokum Yom HaKippurim Mechape, Averos Shebein Odom Lechavero, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechape, Achirat Eschavero. The idea is that Mikochato Sechem of Nehashem, they're reading Lefnei Hashem in the sense of that those Averos which were Lefnei Hashem, those Averos of Bein Adam Lamakom, those are the Averos for which Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, but Averos Bein Adam Lechavero, Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper. It's a well-known statement. This leads, of course, to every elementary school kid walking around to everyone they ever saw on the planet and saying, Ayamochame, 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 and it kind of becomes like a stupid joke. And then, of course, as we get older and we really hurt people, so then we don't ask anyone for mechila. And interestingly enough, the people who probably we need to ask mechila from more than others, those who are closest to us, our spouses, etc., are people who we often don't ask mechila from, and it kind of is completely backward, but that's an aside. Basically, the Mishnah tells us, Averos Bein Odom Lachavero, Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper. We derive this from a pasuk Lefnei Hashem. Rav Hutner, in this is Yom HaKippurim Maimer Beis, I give it to you on the next sheet. So Rav Hutner is bothered by the question that how come we have this in the Mishnah in Yuma when we also have a Mishnah, I'm reading in Os Aleph, a Mishnah in Bava Kamma, that the Mishnah says if a person is chovil b'chaveiro, if you injure your friend, af al pi shenosan lo kol mamon shebaolam eino nislach lo ad sheyevakesh mimenu sheyimcho lo. How come the Mishnah in Bava Kamma has to teach us this din, that if I injure you, so even though I pay up, there is no slicha until you have to ask, Achivakesh Shiyimcholo? How come we need two Mishnayos to teach us the same day? A Mishnah in Yuma and a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. But if you look in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, it gets worse, because the Mishnah in Bava Kamma derives this idea from a different pasuk. Right, the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, it's a second source here in the first sheet. The Mishnah writes, Eino nimchal ad shivakish menu mechila, shenemar va'ato hoshev eshes ha'ish, etc. Now, it's a funny, what's that? Where's that pasuk? Va'ato hoshev eshes ha'ish ki navihu. Where is that pasuk?
Is it
the
eshes menu?
No. Ishes Menach is in Sefer Shoftim. This is in Bereishis Chaf. So Avimelech, right? Avimelech took Sarah. So Va'ato Hashev Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navihu V'yispaleo Ba'adcha V'chyei. That's what the pasuk says. Give her back. And somehow the Mishnah in Bava Kamma learns from here that you have to ask Mechila. Can anyone, like, this requires a lot of head-scratching, no? How the heck do you get that you have to ask mechila from this pasuk of Va'ata Hashev Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navihu? I see there's a Bava Kamma on the desk. Does that mean that you're learning Bava Kamma this year?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, now we're learning Bava Kamma. So how do you learn from Va'ata Hashev Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navihu? How do you learn that you have to ask mechila? So it's very hard to understand what this is coming from, but the Torah Tamima explains in that pasuk that maybe the idea is that just giving the item back, in this case it's Sarah, But just giving the item back is not sufficient. Something else has to happen. And also, there's going to be something else of Yispalo Badcha. Similarly, we learn by Chovo Bachavir, it seems like it's a very rough dimyon, but we similarly learn by Chovo Bachaviro that it's not enough to just return the money for the injury. You also have to do more, and that tells me that the more is called Bakashas Mechila. So here's the problem. Rav Huttner's kasha is, how come I have two sources for the same din? Two different psukim, two different mishnayis. Why does it have to appear twice? Is there any... What are the differences between these two dinim? Obviously, what it's getting at is that there's some element of Bakashas Mechila on Yom HaKippurim that's going to be different than Bakashas Mechila throughout the year when I'm Chovo B'Chaveiro. But what precisely are the differences? Dun, 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 dun. I always tell people that I'm allowed to sing the Jeopardy song because my wife was on Jeopardy. That's my only hat there. But she didn't win. What can we do? She came in second place, so they paid for our flight to California. So it wasn't a complete loss, but whatever. They played that episode of Jeopardy Purim, like Purim afternoon, like right after the Purim Suda. So like I wasn't really in the watching Jeopardy state of mind, but what can we do? Fine. Dun, 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 dun. Anyone? I forgot your name, though.
Aliza.
Have a suggestion?
Which pasuk is the one from Yom?
Mikoch atosechem lefnei Hashem tetaru. Right? In other words, that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper lefnei Hashem. Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. Those averos to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the averos bein Adam la'makom. How are you, Hannah?
I feel like it's necessary to teach this din in Bava Kama, or at least one of Nazikin, because we have the idea that Nazikin is the whole source of Bin Adam Chaviro, and therefore this idea of being Mechaper Bin Adam Chaviro through this is like really should be a Nazikin, like that's where it really fits. So Yoma is more of the class.
So you're saying the Kash is on Yoma, not on Bava Kama.
Yeah.
In other words, even though we usually think of Mechila as being a Yom Kippur din, but maybe it makes more sense, especially assuming that like Nezikin is the source of Bein Adam L'Chaveiros, not to damage people. We assume that there's some Isser. Okay, I mean, perhaps that's a little too lumdish for my tastes, but that could be. So be Medayik in the two Mishnayis. The Lashon of the Mishnah in Yoma is slightly different than the Lashon in the Mishnah in Bava Kama. I'm going to have three Mahalchem. So Mahalach number one will be based on just a Diyuk in the Lashon HaMishnah. Hannah?
Well, the Lashon in Yoma is Ad Sheyirtza Et Chaveiro.
Ad Sheyirtza Et Chaveiro, right.
Until he, wants to forgive you. Right? But the Lashon in Bava Kama, there's nothing about what he does back to you. It's just all on you.
Right? It says, Ad she'evakesh mimenu mechila. In other words, I ask. So in Bava Kama, there's a halacha that even though I pay the money, I won't be forgiven until I ask for mechila. But in Yoma, you see, Ad she'eratzeh et chaveiro, that yiratzeh means l'cha'ora that you grant mechila, that the mechila is granted. So I think this is a beautiful diuk. That was my first mahalach that I wanted to say. The question is, though, what's the svara for this? The cha'ura asking mechila should be pointless if I'm not granted mechila. Yet what we're being medayik from the Mishnah is that ad she'evakesh mimenu mechila itself has some effectiveness, even though the mechila is not granted. So what's accomplished just by being mevakesh mechila? Any thoughts? Rachel?
Perhaps, it's like the humbling yourself. I mean, when you're able to be mevakesh mechila to someone, you're acknowledging that I'm imperfect and that I'm wrong, whatever. So that is kind of the right mindset that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to say, like, oh, when you sin against my other child, you're saying, like, I'm superior to this child, I have the right to
right.
do something wrong to them. When you humble yourself, Hashem can
forgive. So it could be that the pshat in being mevakesh mechila, even without getting mechila, is that that shows a degree of seriousness that I understand for what I did. And that seriousness, the way you said it, like it's humbling yourself, I thought slightly differently. Both the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Shari Tshuva, and the Rambam. Look at the Rambam, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the top of page 2. The Rambam, again, famously, the Rambam doesn't have the mitzvah of tshuva, the Rambam has a mitzvah of vidui, and the Rambam writes in the third line, Ketzim misvadim, Omer ona Hashem chotosi ovisi pashat v'lofanecha, v'osisi kach v'kach, v'arei nichamti u'boshti b'ma'asai. In other words, there's an ikar of tshuva that Rabbeinu Yonah says, and the Rambam has, that boshes is part of it, that I have to be embarrassed. And maybe the idea of achivakesh menu mechila, I think Rachel was suggesting this type of idea, is that it demonstrates a certain degree of boshes, perhaps. Now, if that's correct, hi Miriam,
Min.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, that was bad.
I make a different suggestion, or
yeah, please.
It could also potentially be like the chumra of Yom Kippur, that like in general you can only really control your own actions. Like when you're commanded to do something, it's almost crazy to think like the command is not going to be fulfilled unless someone else whose actions you can't control,
right?
Like agrees. So, but
it's like the reason you don't make a bracha on mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro, because mehechateisi, there's going to be a recipient.
Yeah, I guess so. Like I think it's the logical thing would be that you have to do your step. And you can't control what the other person does. It's sort of to an extent. Maybe
so again, I like that suggestion. I want to hold it for a few minutes. I want to get back to that. But just locally over here, just to focus on the need to ask Mechila, even if Mechila is not granted, right? That first suggestion that Rachel had. So I think that it's based on boshes. But more than that, I would argue that it's based on boshes in the sense of vidui requires boshes. And maybe the idea of bakashas mechila on an aveiro bein odem lechaveiro is a kiyum of vidui. In other words, we know that if I do aveiros bein odem lamakom, I have to be misvada. I have to say chotosi avisi pashati, go through the whole thing. By Averis bin Odom l'chaveiro, so usually we think that you just ask for mechila. But it's entirely possible that bakashas mechila is really a degree of vidui, and this is going to be the pshat in why you need boshas. Because if boshas, according to the Rambam, is a dimension of... If boshas is a component of vidui, so when I ask you for mechila, I'm fulfilling my din of vidui. Perhaps. Now, it seems to me, that this is a machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Bach. Look at the Magen Avram, the bottom of the page, bottom of page 1. We know that by vidui, there's a din then you have to be mefarik the chait. No, you have this whole long litany. Al chait shechaton lofanecha, ba, 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 ba. You keep on going. It's mamash, it's as long as the galus, right? And the al chait keep on going, because you have to be mefarik the chait. You have to speak it out. Says the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Bach, b'shas mechilo tzarech lefarit hachait lechaveiro. You have to be mefarik the chait. As I have to say, when I ask you for mechila, I have to say, oh, you know, I did something bad to you. And they have to specify what I did bad. Magen Avraham argues, V'nirali dem chaveiro mispayish bozeh lo yifrot oso. Magen Avraham says that, no, you shouldn't be mefareit if your friend will be embarrassed. So what's the pshat in this? How come you have to be mefareit l'chait according to the Bach? And the Magen Avraham agrees that you have to be mefarik the chait unless the guy will be more embarrassed. So the pshat might be that we're saying that bakashas mechila on an aveira bein adam lechaveiro is really a type of vidui, and therefore you have to be mefarik the chait. However, you shouldn't do a bigger aveira when you're asking for mechila, and therefore if your friend will be embarrassed, don't be mefarik the chait. The story goes that when the Chafetz Chaim, he wasn't called the Chafetz Chaim yet, when Reb Yisrael Meir HaKohen of Raden was publishing the Sefer the Chafetz Chaim, so he wanted to get a Haskama on the Chafetz Chaim, and he needed a well-known Baal Musar to give him a Haskama, so he went to Reb Yisrael Salanter. Reb Yisrael Salanter refused to give a Haskama on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's, by the way, really interesting, no? The Mishnah Brura has four Haskamos. There isn't a single Haskama on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. No? You would think that it would be Fakert. But the story goes that Reb Yisrael Salanter refused to give a Haskama on the Chafetz Chaim because the Chafetz Chaim writes that if you speak Lashon Hara about someone, you have to ask Mechila from the person and tell the person what I said about you. Oh, by the way, you know, I say you really weren't fit to live with pigs, or whatever it is. And says Reb Yisrael Salanter, no, you can't ask someone mechila if it's going to hurt them more. If I tell you the Lashon Hara that I said about you, you could end up mamish tzeshmetered. Right? You're going to feel, oh, they have to translate tzeshmetered, or, right? You all speak Jewish. Right? So the idea is...
That was the only dispute between them?
The story goes that that's the reason why Reb Yisrael Salanter didn't give a haskama on the Chafetz Chaim. It's really interesting that, like, a sefer of such significance didn't have a haskama. But that's the story. So I think that's part of the idea, or that's the idea that the Magen Avraham is getting at. The Magen Avraham says, don't be mefaret the chait, like, ask for mechila in general terms. You know, I hurt you. And how did I hurt you? Believe me, I don't want to say. Right? You could say, like, in very general terms, because if you specify, you might hurt the person more. But Hayotze, what we're trying to argue is that Bakoshas Mechila by Averos Bein Adam Lechavero are a form of Vidui. Now, there's another aspect, another time where I see that Bakoshas Mechila helps, even though I am not granted Mechila. Look in this Rambam Perek Beis Tshuva Halacha Yud Aleph. By the way, my source sheets have like absolutely no rhyme or reason to the order. Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. Hachot v'chaver meis chaver kodem shivakeish mechila mevi asar b'nei adu mamidin al kivro v'yomer b'fneim chotosi l'ashem lokei yisro l'ploini ze shekach v'kach osisi lo. By the way, the impression of the Rambam is you have to say what you did specifically. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says if I insult a person, I hurt a person, I'm chotei l'chaveiro, so the guy's dead, I have to go to the kever and ask him for mechila. Now, I don't know about you, but usually when I go to the cemetery, I don't get responses from the dead people. No? That's pretty obvious. So why are you asking for mechila? So I think it's the same idea of like that there's a degree of boshes. There's a degree of boshes that happens, and that's why you're asking for mechila, because it's like part of the vidui. The Rambam actually uses the term vidui and bakashas mechila interchangeably in this halacha yud aleph. So you get the impression that that's the first mahalach that we say. Okay, the first approach is just the diuk in the Mishnah that yiratze es chaveiro is different than yivakesh men l'mechila. You don't have to be granted the mechila in Bava Kamma, but in Yuma you have to be granted the mechila. Another mahalach, which is based on the same diuk, might be as follows. What does the word ritzui mean? Ritzui is a term in Kodshim, no? That a korban is miratze. What does miratzen mean?
To appease.
Appease. But appease is like a wishy-washy word. It has to be more specific.
Pleasing?
What?
Pleasing?
Maybe. But I would say even more. I would say that ritzui means complete forgiveness. As opposed to just saying, I could forgive someone in the sense of lo ye'onesh shel adam b'sibasi. Now, I don't want you to suffer. So I really hate you. You're a jerk and a half. But you know what? I don't want you to burn in hell for what you did to me this year. So lo ye'onesh shel adam b'sibasi, so I'm mechil you. That's one type of mechila. There's another type, and that's sort of like a mechila maybe dine mamis. You owe me $100, I'm mochel. Right? I still feel bad that I lost $100, but I'm saying, you know what, I'm not going to collect it from you. That's one type of mechila. But there's also a type of mechila which I think goes much more, and that's the mechila that there are no longer any hard feelings. I would say that shiyiratza eschavero is, and I think this might be what you were saying, Mindy, no? That yiratzes chaver means that there's zero hard feelings left. It's not just that I'm not going to press charges, or I'm not going to feel bad, but zero hard feelings. In Rabbi Simon once showed me in the Siddur Ishei Yisrael of the Gra. So on Yontif, you know, when we die, we say Atav v'chartanu, right? We call Ha'amim Ahabdo son of Ratzisa Banu. So the Goyin says, or whoever wrote that book that's quoting from the Gaon, the Beis Din in Vilna put out some cheirim about saying Torah from the Gra after he died, because people were like publishing lots of false Torah that the Gra never said. But all these svarim came out anyway, like the Adaras Aliyah Ala Torah is in the cheirim, no? Because the Beis Din in Vilna said, you're not allowed to publish Torah from the Gra unless the sons approve it. So the Bi'ah HaGran Yeridea, that you're allowed to quote, but you shouldn't quote the Siddur HaGra. I think we all do this anyway. But the Siddur HaGra says, Atov v'chatanu mikol ha'amim ha'avto osanu, refers to the Yontiv of Pesach. Pesach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's it got? No, so Atov v'chatanu mikol am is the Yontiv of Pesach. Atov v'chartanu is that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us, he takes us out of Mitzrayim, that's the Yontif of Pesach. Ahav to osanu is what comes after Pesach, that's Shavuos. Ribbono Shel Olam showed his love for us by giving us a Torah. V'ratzisa banu is the Yontif of Sukkos. What does v'ratzisa banu mean as the Yontif of Sukkos? So the Goyin over there says that the Yontif of Sukkos is when we have complete and thorough mechila. On Yom HaKippurim, we attain a degree that Kadosh Baruch Hu erases our averos completely. But Ritzui is that now we are best friends again. So we go out to the Sukkah, and we're in the Tzilo de Memnusa, we're in the shade of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're basking at Kadosh Baruch Hu's glory, and that is an equivalent of that Mishkan experience or Har Sinai experience, a different Mishalom of what the Sukkah represents. But the idea is that that is Ratzisa Banu. Ratzisa Banu means at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has completely forgiven us to the extent that now we are best friends again. So maybe the idea is that maybe the Mishnah in Bava Kamma says Yevakesh Mimenu Mechila. Yevakesh Mimenu Mechila might mean that I have to ask and you have to grant Mechila. But for Yom HaKippurim, you need more than ordinary prosaic mechila. For Yom HaKippurim, you need yiratza eschavero, in the sense of that I have to really attain complete and thorough mechila. I have to attain the mechila that makes us best friends again, rather than just the mechila that I'm not going to press charges against you. Maybe that's the pshat in Ad Shei Yiratzeh Eschaveiro.
How does one accomplish
that? What?
How is that an expectation? How does one accomplish that?
So how do you accomplish that? Oh. So the Gemara in Yuma speaks about all the Amoraim who used to chase after people and ask them, will you please be my homie? Right? That's Ad Shei Yiratzeh Eschaveiro. I think it means a sense of that you're pursuing Yumadaf Pezayin, Reb Zera and Rav. Right? Basically, they're standing in front of someone and they're trying to get the person to ask for Mechila. They're presenting themselves in the way that Mechila will be asked. I think Yiratza Eschavero means that it's not just enough to ask you, but I have to send you the homemade chocolate cookies, and I have to do all of the things that will break through the barriers that were established because of the chit that I did to you. I think Yiratza Eschavero is a much more... It's much stronger than Yivakish Min L'Mechila. Yivakish Min L'Mechila means I walk up to you and say, I'm sorry, I hurt you. That doesn't do much. Yiratza Eschavero means I have to go out of my way to do actions that will make you want to forgive me.
So just to clarify, the meaning, we're still focusing on the actions of the chote, meaning we're saying it's a stronger language. You need to do what you think would be
correct.
But I can't actually...
I can't force him to be... Right, that was Mindy's point beforehand. Right. That you can't... Right, if the guy's not going to be Meichel, so he won't be Mochel, but that's why we have all these dinim in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're not Mochel, you're not Chazari. No?
Yeah.
Right, the Rambam has it in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, etc. I have to try to be Meratza you. And ideally, the way it works is that you're Meratza me. Again, it is entirely possible that the pain is so much that the guy can never completely forgive. And if that's the case, if I caused such intense pain, so then I don't get my mechila. Right? That, I think that's another way of looking at this stira in Mishnayos. Bakoshas mechila might mean mechila is granted, but still that's not as much as Yiratza Eschavero. Let's go a step further, though. The step further is look at the Mishnah in Yuma. Averis bin Odom l'mokom yom ha-kippur mechaper. Averis bin Odom l'chavero ein yom ha-kippur mechaper ad shiratza eschavero. Translate the Mishnah precisely. Yeah, and you might completely disagree with the way I'm trying to translate it, but I'm going to try to translate it now. Tehillah, are you the only person who hasn't spoken up yet?
Mm-hmm.
Are you scared of me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've known you since you were born, you know that. Let me help you. Look at the Birkei Yosef, the last sources over here. The Birkei Yosef is the Chidah, no? So look at the Chidah's comments. Again, what is what?
He's translating.
I can't hear?
He's translating.
He's translating.
Where does he get that?
Yeah, that's what.
Yesh mishakatav. De'im lo shav me'averos shebeino l'chaveiro. Gam averos shebeino l'mokom eino miskaper. Ve'as mechei amas nisen.
So it's because the day is doing the chapara, so that if you have chapara in Adam
Chavira, then Yom Kippur is not mechaper at all, right? The Chidah's diuk from the Mishnah. It says as Yesh Mishakosav. So the notes on the Chidah say this Yesh Mishakosav is the riff. The riff, not as in Reb Yitzchak Alfasi, it's in Reb Yeshaya Pinto, who's a commentary on the Ein Yankiv, but. The Yesh Mishakasav is saying that the Mishnah writes that if you have a veris bin Adam l'chaveiro, Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper. That is very frightening, no? Now, There are two ways of saying this. One way is less frightening within this more frightening context, and the other is more frightening within the more frightening context. Let's start with the less frightening one, okay? We'll build up. It's like when you go into the haunted house, you know, like it gets scarier as time goes on. So the less frightening one is that every Avera bein Adam lachavero is also an Avera bein Adam lamakom. Meaning that if I steal from you, if I insult you, I hurt you. So on the one hand, that's bein Adam lachavero. On the other hand, it's bein Adam lamakom because the Ribono Shel Olam said, I shouldn't steal, hurt, insult, etc. No? So the pshat might be that particular Avera bein Adam lachavero, if I am not Miratza es chavero, even the chelek bein Adam lamakom of that Avera is not niskaper. Right? Meaning that when I steal from you, so you would say, okay, Yom HaKippur is mechap in the Bein Adam Lamakoms. So the Bein Adam Lamakom part of this Maisa Geneva is atoned for. But the Bein Adam Lachavera part of the Maisa Geneva is not atoned for. So we could read this Chiddush in a less striking way. And we would be saying, you know what? Only the Avera Bein Adam Lamakom part of this Avera is not Niskaper. That pshat, though, is not what this first din means. Keep on reading in the Chidah. Vani omer, lo nichol el marayo bahachi. He shouldn't have said that. Umi yukasa maharash garmizian, no idea who it is, but sounds like someone who lives in Riverdale. Ve'viu harab bepri chadosh. De'baver shebeino lachaveiro ikanami chelek gavua, v'choshel opiye, says chaveiro, gam chelek gavua asher boch, lo niskaper. In other words, this mahalach that I gave, that the chelek bein Adam lam makom is not of that avera, will not be niskaper, that's what he quotes as the second pshat. That's what he quotes from Maharash Garmizian. But the first mahalach sounds even more extreme. The first mahalach sounds like it's saying that if I have averis bein Adam lachavero, so I receive zero kapara on Yom HaKippurim. Kol zman that there is some avera bein Adam lachavero, so I achieve zero kapara on Yom HaKippurim. That's frightening, no? That's really scary. So, why would this be? Why would this be?
A little like how Nevi'im talk about Hashem not wanting our sacrifices if they come with a
Uba
person.
Maybe. Ali me'naimi kem. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, I don't want your mitzvahs, your Torah, your korbanos,
or your tshuva.
Or your tshuva. Because yedeichem domim alayo. Because, maybe. But again, we all know that the Navi doesn't really mean that, right? The Navi is not saying don't do mitzvahs because you have averos. We don't say because you ate garlic you should go and eat lots more garlic and you smell bad so make yourself smell even worse, right? That, I think, but there is something to it.
There's some kind of barrier in your relationship that remains because you have these averos bein Adam lachaverot. He's not telling you don't do mitzvot. He's saying, look, there's something wrong here. You need to overcome it, right? It's not. It's not like a get-out-free clause. You can't be an amazing person and still have Bein Adam Lachavero, Avero left behind.
And as Kolzman, I have a verse Bein Adam Lachavero. So therefore, why don't I get Kapara in Yom Kippur? Why doesn't that work?
Because Hashem doesn't want your Hashem doesn't or can't come close to you in that kind of relationship. When you're still a nasty person.
Okay, so I think there's a lot to say about that. Hold it, maybe we'll... Do other people have suggestions, or should we just pursue Hannah's suggestion first?
We can start with Hannah.
We At least that's one vote. Okay. Now, Putner, I think, suggests what you're saying. In this essay, I find Rav Putner very hard to understand. But I think in paragraph Vav over here, Rav Putner basically develops an idea from some diyukim in the Shaarei Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Shaarei Tshuva writes, in general, mechila, it's a good idea to be mefayis chaveiro beforehand, but in Yom HaKippurim it sounds like it's an absolute requirement. And he writes, ubenekuda zu nimtza hu hashorish lezeh, shenesiach el apiyus bekesher im kaparis Yom HaKippurim b'msuyam. With this we can explain why Pius has a special connection for the Kapur of Yom HaKippurim. Af agav digam baladei hakesh ha-mesuyam hazeh lo haya efshar lo le Yom HaKippurim she-yichaper below Pius. Darei ein tshuva below Pius, ve-ein Yom HaKippurim below tshuva. Even though tshuva requires Pius all the time, so what's the special connection to Yom HaKippurim? That's just another way of rephrasing that question. Ela deheim heim hadvarim. Meaning, by regular kapara, all year long, the idea is that mikan olahaba, I won't do the chait. So the pius is effective that I'm saying that from now on I won't do it. Rak, mishum de beitzumo shel Yom HaKippur, hutal tnai de lifnei Hashem davka, v'kol zman shelo pius et chaver adayin hu tzarech lehitaher lifnei chavero, lo niskayim tnai ze de lifnei Hashem. I think that's like a fascinating comment. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. But I think he's saying something along your lines, that if the Kapur of Yom HaKippurim comes from being with Nei Hashem, so kol zman that I owe something to someone else, kol zman that I'm chayiv to you, I did something to you, I am not completely with Nei Hashem. Being completely with Nei Hashem means that like I strip away all of the other obligations that I have, and it's just me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, what he's suggesting is, I'm not lifnei Hashem, ad sheiratzes chaveiro. And it has to be done before Yom HaKippurim. Because Yom HaKippurim's kapara comes about because I'm lifnei Hashem, and there's a chisaron in being lifnei Hashem. Kol zman, I imagine it almost like there are strings attached to me if I have averes ben adam chavero. And those strings which are attached to me don't allow me to be fully lefnei Hashem because I'm obligated in this direction and that direction. I have chiyuvim to others. And Yom HaKippurim works by being kol kulo lefnei Hashem. I'm not sure if it's exactly what you're saying, but I think it's along the lines. So that's one suggestion. So again, what we're trying to argue for is this razzle-dazzle chiddush that Yom HaKippurim accomplishes nothing. You get zero kapara in Yom HaKippurim, kol zman, you have averus ben adam lachaveiro that are out there. By the way, you're not going to be able to sleep tonight because of this. Guaranteed. No? This is like really scary. Right? If I have averus ben adam lachaveiro, Yom Kippur does nothing. Then the question is, pachimu, like why? Right? Any of you speak Russian? Okay, so then the kasha is, right, farvus. I'll have to translate Russian to Yiddish, right? So why is it? So the answer is, according to Rav Putner, if I understand it correctly, which I'm not sure, but the answer is that no, I'm not kula lefnei Hashem unless I ask mechila from you. That's one mahalach. But I think there's another mahalach also, which Rabbi Willink talks about obliquely in his Sefer. There's a Sefer Am Mordechai and Seder Moed. Rabbi Willink talks about this obliquely. And I think what he's getting at makes a little more sense. You know, Rav Soloveitchik in the Al HaTshuva, I think Rabbi Rosenzweig once pointed out that Al HaTshuva should be required reading for every undergraduate. He was probably referring to YC, but I assume in the Midtown campus also, he would say the same thing. Al HaTshuva is, it's a really nice sefer. Like, the Rav gave great tshuva drashas. Many of them are translated into English now. There is an tshuva, it's called On Repentance. It's like a really exciting title. And then there's some other tshuva drushas of the Rav that Arnie Lustiger published. That's my brother-in-law's father, for those of you keeping score, but not that brother-in-law's father. I have a brother-in-law in Lakewood named Lustiger. So his father translated a number of the Rav's Yahrzeit drushas into English. There are a few of them that are out there. So, the Rav in the Yahrzeit Drasha develops the idea that there's Kaparas HaYochid and there's Kaparas HaTzibur. That Yom HaKippurim atones for every individual, but Yom HaKippurim also affects Kapara for the Tzibur. And the Kapara for the Yoch and the Kapara for the Tzibur are two totally different things. Because the way the Rav says it is that in the davening, Melech Mochel v'Soleach l'Avonoseinu v'Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael u'Mavir Ashmoseinu b'Chol Shana v'Shana. As the Ravon Shel Olam is forgiving of Avonoseinu and Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael, so we have the Avonos of the Yochin and Avonos of the Tzibur. And then we say Mavir Ashmal Sein Lubuchoshana Bashana. We only have the Ashamos of ourselves. As individuals, there's no such thing as Ashamos HaTzibur. And the idea that there's no such thing as Ashamos HaTzibur, the Rav explains in that Tshuva Drasha on page 77 in the Al HaTshuva. The Rav says that the Pshad is that Ashama, right, like Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Ashama means I did a chait that is deserving of shmama, that I deserve to be completely destroyed for it. That's Ashmos Seinu. And Zuck the Rav, it's Mavir Ashmos Seinu. I, as an individual, can do chatoim for which I am going to be completely destroyed, or I deserve to be completely destroyed. But the Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a haftacha, he's never going to be to completely destroy the Tzibur, Gemiri, Lokal Yeshivta. Right? We know that there's a Koach HaTzibur that the Tzibur kind of transcends everything else. And the Tzibur can't have chait for which the entire Tzibur deserves to be destroyed. As bad as we were, Kila Hashem Chamaso Al Eitzim Ba'avonim, the Rebbe Hashem will destroy Beis HaMikdash, but he won't kill all of us. There's no idea of kilayon or shmama in the tzibur. That's why it's Ashmo Yisenu, right? But not Ashamos Kol Beis Yisrael, because it's not shayich to have that term of Ashama for the tzibur. The idea is that tzibur can attain kapara as being a tzibur, but in order to attain that kapara as being a tzibur, you have to ask your friend Mechila. Because to be a Tzibur, you have to somehow be united. And Kol Zman, that I'm not connected to you, because there's a barrier that I established between me and you, based on the Chatoim that I did. So Kol Zman, there's that barrier, so there's a Chisaron in being a unified Tzibur. And Kol Zman, there's a Chisaron in being a unified Tzibur. So you can't attain Kaparas HaTzibur. Kaparas HaTzibur, which, by the way, is more powerful than the Kapara of the Yachid, no? The Rambam writes in Aleph of Tshuva that you need Vidui on Ol HaToyim. But then in Aleph Beis, the Rambam speaks about the Sayer HaMishtaleach. In the Sayer HaMishtaleach, the Kayin Gadol's Misvada, Olav. But how does it attain kapara for me? I can't attain kapara with your vidui. How does it work? The teretz is, that's a din on the tzibur. And this element of kaparas hatzibur requires achiratzes chaveiro. What that means, I think, is actually somewhat refreshing. Because on Yom HaKippurim, I have Yom HaKippurim that's mechaper on me as an individual. And for that, so I have to be mevakish mechila, but I don't need shiratzes chaveiro. I don't need the full granting of mechila and everything we said until now. But my kaparas hayochid could perhaps still be chal. But the special chiddush of Yom HaKippurim, which is that it's mechaper more than what we do all year, that's a chiddush in the kaparas hatzibur. And for that, any barrier that you have, you require destroying those barriers completely. You need sheyirat es chaveiro in order to forge a complete tzibur. Again, that's what it seems to me. I'm not sure.
Does that mean that any one person who doesn't get mechila can ruin the possibility for the parsed tzibur?
So I was thinking, but I don't think it means that. Notice, I think there is a musag of tzibur. But that tzibur could have 999 people or 1,000 people.
You don't get
to be I'm not part of that tzibur. It's almost like l'fisha hotzias atzmo min haklal, right? You know, to make a gezeirah shavah between yontiv and yontiv. But the idea is that if I'm not part of the tzibur, so then I don't get the benefits of being part of the tzibur, and that is the special kapar of Yom HaKippurim, the kapar of Sar Mishtaleach, etc. I don't get that if I am not meratz es chaveiro. That's what I would say. Hello.
I thought you can get mechila for your personal self, even not part of being a tzibur.
So I think for my personal self, I could get mechila. Right? Notice Yom HaKippurim has two dimensions of mechila. So the kaparas hayochid I could get, but kaparas hayochid is somewhat different than kaparas hatzibur. If we would develop it further, the Rav in Al HaTshuva speaks about kapar versus tahara, no? Kapara is a lashon like kaporas. The kaporas covers the aron. Tahara is complete catharsis. It's complete cleansing. I thought like in Hilchos Shabbos is a difference within the malacha of libun, right? There's removing stains and there's whitening. Rabbi Yonah has that at the beginning of the Shari Tshuva, no? I can remove a stain. Right, like Shriyasu Zo Kibuso, it doesn't make the beged look really nice. It's not Libun, just Kibus. Libun, I think, is the equivalent of Tahara. I think it's very possible that Yom HaKippurim offers a kapar for the Yochid, but that's a deficient kapar as opposed to the kapar for the Tzibur. The kapar for the Tzibur is a much more powerful kapara. But in order to merit the kaparas HaTzibur, I need to be meratz es chaveiro. I need to become a chilek of that tzibur.
Can I have a question?
Yes.
Based on the first chilek that we made, the chotez bakasha versus the ritzoy of the, so we have an Indian right on Tzedas and Kippur that like I will forgive anyone no matter if they ask me about
tefilazaka. You say tefilazaka.
So.
By the way, Tefillah Zakah is probably the tefillah that we say all year that is the least written for women.
Yes.
Adka.
It's not
written
for women.
Not at all.
A little bit. Oh, because it's written all male. Okay, cool.
Everything. Yeah. Like, Tefillah Zakah is like, whatever.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can only say that here. I cannot say that uptown. Yeah.
That concept, meaning if we were... That only that works with good well with Yuma, perhaps, if you're going to say it's about, like, achieving Ritzoy so, but it wouldn't work with the fact that...
Because there's no Bakash as Mechila.
Right.
So that's interesting. In other words, that's a situation where I can have Ritzoy, in other words, if I'm Mochel you without being asked. Uh-huh, so you don't go through the Busha.
Right. I've
never thought about that. Interesting, yeah. I mean, Enochanami, I always thought that, like, Ritzui is more. You're saying on some level, Ritzui... But I don't know if that would attain Ritzui in the sense that we were speaking about, in the sense of now we're best friends. If I just get up on Yom Kippur and I say, I am mocha everybody, or if you daven Nusach Sfar, you say this every night at Kriya Shema Shalmita, no? I mocha everybody who may have hurt me. Like, does that mean we become best friends? Or am I saying something like, just in case I die in my sleep, I don't really want to... I think I'm thinking in those terms more than anything else. But.
I heard this in the radio, the Babich have a psak that you don't have to ask mechila for anyone, because we assume that everybody, since it's around the time of Yom HaNorayim, is feeling so much love for Yisrael, they're automatically mochel everyone in Bnei Yisrael because they want to be a united...
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure, I might be totally twisting it because I heard it like al pair, but
I've never heard this, but it doesn't mean
which is a similar concept
here. You don't have to ask Mechila because we have the love anyway, because
we just assume that your friend, you don't have to
love go.
By the way, Rashi Al HaTorah writes on Vayakel Moshe's Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, Rashi writes that this happened b'macharas Yom HaKippurim, because Yom HaKippurim is the only day that you could have kehil of Kol Yisrael, because everyone is meichel everyone, so in Mela you're all united. It doesn't happen other times. That's what Rashi says.
Cool.
I think that's what the Michtam Eliyahu says somewhere about that Rashi. Okay, what else, Chevra? Shkoyach, thank you.
Thank you.